Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we dwells in this place.
And God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Power Prayer Talk Show, where I'm your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you have had a blessed weekend and even a greater day on today. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in faithfully. And I also thank you for even your comments regarding the show and the topics that you want to be discussed. And if you have a topic, those of you who don't know my email address, it is faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Just give me your topic and we will discuss it, pray about it, and discuss it. And also, if you have a testimony or if you would like to ask questions during the show, the number is 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Also, I will ask you to go to my website at patriciajwilliams.com. And you can patronize my books that I have written now. And I'm also in the midst of writing another one. And if you want to choose one or more than one to enhance your library, please feel free. And also there are some daily inspirationals to help you enhance your spiritual walk. Also, and I encourage you, those of you that want to go back and listen at the archives, you can just type in www.blogtalkradio.com/thepowerofprayer, and it will take you right to the archives. There are many things that Apostle AJ and myself have discussed, what God has given us to discuss, and I'm telling you, sometimes I have to go back myself and just listen to them as well. During this time, we need to uplift one another. We need to encourage one another because we don't even know what the next move is going to be, but God knows all things. So that's why it's good for you to read your word, go back and listen to what God said, and just meditate on what God is saying and how God is speaking in this time. Today we're going to talk about the power of God's word, and we're going to be coming from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and the 19th verse, the power of God's word. And we all know every word that we speak, we can speak life and death coming from our mouth. But the power of God's word goes farther than what we can even imagine. So we must know what the power of God's word is and what it entails. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day. Excuse me. Good evening, Apostle AJ. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Can't complain. I'm glad to have you on today. We were discussing the power of God's word. We know as believers, we have life and death is also in the power of our tongue. We can speak life or we can speak death to things, and we just wondering why it is not coming to pass. But we just want to talk about the power of God's word, and we're going to focus our attention on Deuteronomy 30th chapter and the 19th verse. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. So basically, God has given us a choice. We have a choice. But in order for us to have the choices we have, We have to believe God's word and the power that God's word possess. So the floor is yours, Apostle.
Woman of God, it's very important that we understand. I say this all the time, our biblical rights, and we understand the power that God gives his children, the authority to operate in. Many times we live, woman of God, defeated lives, and we live lives of uncertainty because we do not understand what God allows us to do and how he allows us to do it. And it's so sad now because people are so uneducated through the word of God. You know, they understand religious matters, woman of God. They understand a matter that involves ecclesiastical stuff. But when it comes down to the word of God, people are so uneducated about what their biblical rights is. You know, the Bible gives us promises that has been fulfilled from start to finish about how our children will be blessed and how, you know, we'll earn things, you know, that we never had to work for. But if we do not get a better comprehension of what our biblical rights is, we will forever remain in the dark.
That is so true. And you said a key thing, the biblical rights. Everybody does not have access to the biblical rights because, number one, you have to be saved. You have to be a born-again believer. And I have heard people speak the word of God, and they only believe what a people say would happen if that you speak the word of God, it shall come to pass. So you have the non-believer believing, those who haven't came in yet to, accept Christ. They are believing that God's word has power far more better than the believer, because the first thing the believer is thinking is, okay, it hasn't came to pass, so therefore the doubt has came in. So, man of God, how do you feel about the unbeliever have more faith than the believer?
Well, God, it's so sad because the reason why it have that going on now is because the people of God are not convinced about that, not only their biblical rights, but they're not convinced of the God that they say they serve. You know, I notice a lot of people in the world, they comfortably acknowledge God and give him a shout out when it's convenient. Those people are not foolish to understand what God's power and tenacity entails. Sad thing is, when we have our people who say they're saved, the Bible tells us that they profess to know God, but in works deny him, being abominable and unstable in all their ways. And the reason why they're unstable, woman of God, is because I don't think a lot of people actually believe that God is a blesser. I don't think a lot of people actually understand that God is a healer and he's a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. So why go get or to live your life for God, have a relationship with God, and then turn around and feel defeated and think defeated about all his power and capability.
And also, I always am a firm believer, the power of God's word is not going to work without his spirit within us, which is the Holy Spirit. I mean, we can speak it all day long, but if we don't have the power in us to speak God's word, it's not going to accomplish that which you want it to do. So, man of God, explain to people how that it is very important to, you know, have the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost in you for the power of the word to work.
Woman of God, I always tell people all the time,
mm-hmm.
that when you have the power of God,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the anointing, when you have the Holy Spirit, the actual
yes.
faith, I say the paper Bible faith, Holy Spirit, when you have
yes.
the Holy Spirit, you will, that the Spirit of the living God will take you through that book like you're on a trip, and it will revelate
mm-hmm.
to you what needs to be known to you about the Word of God. People who are not
yes.
filled with the Holy Spirit and they read the Word of God, woman of God, they do not understand that they're just taking it literally like a book. But when the Holy
yes.
Spirit leads you through that book, good God Almighty, it's some things
Ooh,
that it'll
God.
Tell you about yourself that you ain't knew, that you needed correction about. You know, it's you
yeah.
get you a reproach, you get you a rebuke, you get your exaltation. Everything in the side, it hits differently when you feel with the Holy Spirit. And I feel bad for a lot of people, woman of God, because they
mm-hmm.
have not truly activated their spiritual benefits until
yeah.
they understand that the Bible as well as the Holy Spirit go together, and it is the most important as salt and pepper.
Yes, indeed. Now, man of God, what about these people that have the authority to bless and to curse, but yet they want to take the power of God's word to use it for their own advantage, especially when they get mad at someone? The first thing they want God for to do is, the first thing they will quote is God's word. But they don't mean it for good. They take it and they mean it for a bad, for harm. Because sometimes, man of God, we all have authority, yes. But then we got to be careful how we use that authority.
Ooh. Yeah, woman of God, I'm going to tell you something. I grew up around some of those seasoned saints who
yes.
use the word of God sometimes, like, and then you try to use God like he was a hitman. And
yes.
because they do not realize that they cannot use the word of God to speak word of curses and, you know, over
That's
people's
right.
lives. You know, and one of them, I used to laugh because and as one of my family members, when somebody would do her something or she wouldn't get what she wanted out of something, she'd say, "Lord, in the name of Jesus, take they rest, trouble they water, do this and do that."
yes.
And
yep.
back then,
yes.
I didn't understand. I thought that was
uh-huh.
God.
But
uh-huh. as I got older, I'm like, "You witch. You're a witch." Because
yes.
you trying to mix all in water. And then
mm-hmm.
you trying to make it work. And that's not how it works. God shows mercy and he chastises who he wants to chastise.
Yes.
But it is not our job to use the word of God or use revelations that God give us as men and women of God to sling at people and use as a slingshot in order to maintain power and control over them. And
mm-hmm.
I take contact with that same person who would do that. And I was guilty of that too, woman of God, because that's how
yeah,
I was taught.
Yeah, I was too.
And
yeah.
there you go. And, you know, and I told her, you know, I said, "I love you dearly." But the first thing that I asked God to do when I broke away from you was to gut everything out of me that reminded me of you. Reason why
mm-hmm.
is because you save, but you nasty save. You don't have
yes.
Christ-like attributes, and you're not
mm-hmm.
able, you know, woman of God, now I'm able to take people through the word of God, regardless of what walk of life they're from, and I'm able to give it to them while putting the demand on them versus how I was taught how to do it was, take it, or you're going to die. You're going to die fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you better do. But what people fail to realize is I'm not walking in holiness because I'm telling you that you must obey the word of God unless you're going to die. I'm not walking in my calling because I'm not beating people over the head with it. I give it to them exactly how it's given to me. And I don't use it as a control mechanism or a mechanism to try to make God authorize, to try to get God to authorize them to be hurt.
Mm-hmm. So the basic thing is, we in the leadership position, we got to use wisdom when we are speaking God's word, because just like you can say, you can be speaking witchcraft over someone, or because you is upset with them and you want them to conform to what you doing and how that you are doing. So it's basically you have to use wisdom. You have to ask God for wisdom, because that's why when we get upset, even man of God, how we think is very crucial about somebody else, because God can take those same thoughts and he can conform them to what we say and what we do. So the power of God's word is very, it is something. I mean, it can make a person, or then it can break the person as well. Man of God, you have any last words for the people?
Woman of God, what I will say, you know, to my sisters and brothers inside of the gospel, and what I would say to those who are seasoned saints, those who actually understand their relationship with God, please don't use the word of God like it's an AK-47. Those folks, they know what shagging is not supposed to do. They understand that them battling with homosexuality, what it is. They understand them aborting them babies is out of order. They make a decision to do that. Anytime in the word of God, if you notice, when Jesus walked on the earth, Jesus never forced himself on anybody.
No, he did.
He simply passed by, and he simply gave them the invitation, and they made the decision from there about what they wanted to do. The ones who rejected him and later done him in was the religious folks and the government. So understand what I'm saying when I say this. Don't make conversion and don't make being saved a thing that's going to hurt people from the inside. You will never heal the people, or you'll never convert the people if you beating them out of the same mouth that you're trying to convert them with. So if you find yourself that way, were you trying to use the word of God to control people, to manipulate people, and oh God, even prophecy? Because some of those prophecies I'm looking at right now, woman of God, as I scroll on Facebook, as I scroll on Instagram, as I scroll, it is so much bitterness coming out of some of those prophecies. And they say that God said them. And I feel so bad for the men and women of God, because they do not understand the carnage that involves blaspheming. They don't understand what could happen when they say that. But they speak out of so much accord and so much bitterness. And because their lives are not straight, they want to tell you what you need to do. So if you find yourself as one of the people in that position, I don't care if you do it privately, I would suggest you repent. Because the Bible tells us that we should not cause the little ones to stumble. And if they stumble, the moment they stumble, the blood is on your hands, not just theirs.
Yes, it is. That is so true. Man of God, I thank you so much, because this word is so much needed, because we are taking the power of God's word for our own selfish being. We are not encouraging. We are actually condemning some of them. So we need to, just like you said, man of God, We need to go back and we need to repent to God, because Jesus did not condemn anybody. He did not. He just came and he just spoke the word. And, man of God, I thank you so much because this is needed in this day and this hour. So until next week, everyone have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, and we will see you next week. Be blessed, man of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Oh, my little bullshit. It was good. Oh,